Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
We are very much enjoying ourselves here in a wonderful Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet on the brilliant BetQL network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you. 20 minutes from now, we turn our attention to the National Hockey League. A chat with our pal Dennis Bernstein from the fourth period ahead of 14 games tonight on the ice. Power hour, final hour, all our bets for tonight, including the aforementioned 14 games on the ice, courtesy of our technical director, the great Bill Matz. Ken and I will run through tonight's 13-game slate in the association. College basketball picks as well. A jam-packed power hour. Jake the Snake, if you've got any picks, let us know. We'll feature those in the power hour too. So lots of picks coming your way in short order. And also, right now, because joining us live on the line, as he does each and every week here on You Better You Bet, is our friend, the great Sam Panayotovich. He is on Twitter, at SP Shoot. He does great work for our friends over at Fox Sports, great work for our friends over at Nesson, and his podcast is the Chicken Dinner Podcast, which I will be appearing on, Sam, in short order, and looking very much forward to it. Sam asked me to come on today, and I just had a million radio things, and Sam, trust me, I would much rather have been speaking to you. Sam, welcome back to the show. Happy early Thanksgiving to you and your family, my friend. How we doing today ahead of a billion games coming up in sports over the next like 5 days?
Blah, 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 blah. Here's the truth, Ken Barkley. I go, hey, Nick, you want to come on Chicken Dinner tomorrow on Wednesday? He goes, no, I can't. And then I get a text from him. Do you want to come on You Better You Bet? I'm like, wow. I got dipsy-doo bamboozled. Like, wow. No, I don't want to come on your damn podcast, but hey, do you want to come on my show?
So that 5 o'clock opening. We need a guest, Sam. I know I said no. But.
Very, very interesting dynamics on this text thread right now. What are you doing, Nikki? 9 to 7 today, Eastern?
Well, it was a lot of, well, the thing is that I'm on from 3 to 7 during You Better You Bet. And then all the other time I have to be with other people. So like you can come on with us here. I couldn't like extricate myself from the other situations. I would have rather come on Chicken Dinner, but you know that. All right. We can.
Yeah. I know. And here's my favorite part is when I do this show before I do Bruins pregame, because Bruins pregame, it's a very one-way street. Like, I'm about to go on. Bruins are playing the Sabres. I'm going to tell people to bet the over 5.5. If it hits, nobody will say a word. If it goes under, I will get 10 DMs from some guy with a bees logo that tells me to go kill myself. So it's always fun.
Happy holidays.
I think Aaron. No kidding. Yeah. But like when it's 7-2, nobody says a word. And then it's 4-1. There's an empty net. It stays under it. It's like, you suck at your job. And I'm like, well, I guess this is the life I picked. But this was something this morning. I knew we were going to bet it when Aaron Dell got confirmed for the Buffalo Sabres. They have been a mess on the defensive side. I believe they're 28th in goals allowed. They're 25th in shots allowed. And here's the killer for Buffalo. They're dead last in faceoffs. So they don't win the draws. They never have the puck. They don't possess the puck. And they're awful on defense playing a backup goaltender. Top that with the Bruins getting blanked at home on Sunday. They got shut out by Calgary 4-0. That team is going to be foaming at the mouth. I looked at team total over. It got a little pricey, so I just played over 5.5. That's the Bruins and the Sabres, and we've got that game tonight on Nesson.
Wow, a rare hockey bet for Sam giving out on the show. Sam obviously doing some Bruins coverage, so giving you a bet for that game against the Sabres over 5.5 goals. Sam, we're going to move to the NFL next for Thanksgiving. Bears-Lions, obviously, the first game. But our producer, Scott Lynn, tells us in our chat that apparently you once ruined Thanksgiving because of the Lions. And before we get your bet for, obviously, tomorrow's Bears-Lions game, maybe you want to share with us how you ruined Thanksgiving.
This is back in the day. This goes to 2012. So I am like... fresh out of college, no money. And I have way more than I can afford on the Lions money line against the Houston Texans. They were a 4-point puppy at home, and I took a little flyer, a big flyer rather, on Lions money line plus 155. They were up at half. They were up in the third. They were up in the fourth. They blew a late lead. There was like an 80-yard touchdown run by the running back. I can't remember his name. I was looking this up earlier. Not Mikel the Short. He was on the Lions, but some obscure, like Justin Forsett.
Justin Forsett, yeah, Justin is Forsett who it was, yeah.
Had an 81-yard rushing touchdown to pull it close. Not only did that break my heart, but then Jason Hansen missed a game-winning field goal in overtime off the upright. Kyle VandenBosch dropped a pick six in overtime. The Texans won 34-31. Right after the game ended, it's like, dinner's on! And, you know, like that uncle that nobody likes, like, so how's school? And I'm like, dude, all I want to do is just rip somebody's head off. And I have to sit at Thanksgiving dinner. I just lost way more money than I can afford because the Lions stink. I didn't take the four. They covered the four, but I took the money line. And then, you know, my parents get mad. Why do you have an attitude? Well, I didn't want to tell mom and dad. I just had a nickel on the Lions at, you know, 11:30 in the morning. So That was not a very pleasant Thanksgiving. I have grown since then, though, Nick. I promise.
Oh, I'm aware of that, and I think, you know, that game definitely rings a bell for me as well. Sam, the connection wasn't great there, so let's drop this connection we have now. Our guy Jake in Chicago is going to call you back. We'll get you on the phone in just a second here, so just stand by. Let's end this connection here. Jake's going to call you in a second. We'll get you on to give the rest of your picks. So Sam's going to be back with us in a second here. Yeah, the Justin Forsett touchdown run.
Do you remember that game really well? It's, yeah, the second he said the teams, I was like, oh, yeah. I was like,
34-31 Texans in overtime. Arian Foster, I feel like, had a monster game there.
I was definitely at my brother's in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and the highlight of that holiday weekend, and I think, honestly, even maybe like early on in that game, because I was sleeping until like 1 p.m., noon game, missed the first quarter, and I believe we might have even at halftime started playing. Remember Rock Band? Remember the video game Rock Band?
Where, like, yeah, of course.
Instruments and stuff. Yeah, like Guitar Hero, all that stuff. Definitely played Rock Band at halftime. Missed most of the third quarter because I was just drumming my brains out. Basically, it was awesome. So I remember that game. Also, I remember playing a lot of Rock Band.
All right, so there you have it. Sam Panagiotta back with us now. Yeah, Sam, that's an absolutely brutal one. My story in that regard was I bet entirely too much money on Dontrell Willis and the Marlins September 2005. They were up 2-0 going into the ninth. The Marlins committed like 8 errors and the Phillies won 8-2. Anyway, let's get to your bet for Bears and Lions coming up tomorrow on Thanksgiving. What do you have for us here in the Andy Dalton, we think Jared Goff ball, but maybe Tim Boyle?
I was happy. There were a couple 21s on Tuesday morning for the first half total, and I went under 21. There aren't many available, and now it's mostly 20 in the hook. You get plus money if you go under. I wouldn't be stunned if this first half, Nick, is 7-6. I mean, barring an interception for a touchdown or a kick return for a touchdown, I just don't see it. Andy Dalton stinks. Tim Boyle stinks. There aren't many playmakers. Like DeAndre Swift is the only weapon for that Lions team. I mean, Hockenson's good once they get inside the red zone, but then you need Boyle to complete a pass to Hockenson. And the Bears, like, under Matt Nagy, they've been a 70% under team in the last 3 years under Matt Nagy. They don't score. They don't show you much. I want to avoid the third quarter adjustments and the fourth quarter desperation. This game could go over. In fact, 8 of the last 11 Lions games on Thanksgiving have gone over. So I'm going to avoid that third, fourth quarter. I just think with those two quarterbacks, these two coaches, very bad offenses, I don't see 21 points or more in that first half. And I'll tell you this, the Bears are averaging 7.1 points per game in the first half. The Lions outdo them 5.9 in the first half. They don't show you much. They don't have a lot of playmakers. Barring something insane, which I guess could always happen, I don't see how they get over 21.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
So first half under for Sam on Thanksgiving, between the Bears and the Lions, under 21 is the bet that he got. Sam, if we go to Friday, like another game that should actually have a very, very, very low point total, we can do both Big Ten games. I know you're excited to talk about both, kind of the appetizer, Iowa-Nebraska Friday, and then the main course, Ohio State and Michigan on Saturday. We can do Iowa-Nebraska first, kind of go in chronological order here. I talked about this game a little bit last segment. Adrian Martinez obviously out for Nebraska, their starting quarterback, but like a lot going on here. Line movement interesting. Would love for you to kind of break it down and explain your handicap of Iowa-Nebraska coming up on Friday.
Yeah, the wise guys, Ken, they've been all over Nebraska this year. And when you look at the record, you're like, well, wait a minute. Like, why are you betting a team that doesn't have many wins? If you look at how they've played under Frost, like they have just fought and fought and fought. And I think arguably they have one of the toughest schedules in all of college football this year. Like they have been in some battles and they have hung around against some very good teams. I mean, they almost beat Michigan going back about 5 weeks. They hung around against Ohio State. They hung around against Wisconsin. They barely lost to Purdue. There was another game against Minnesota in the mix there where they lost by 7 on the road. They've just been in every single game. And I knew once I was going to catch a point, I was going to take it. You know, the news came out, Martinez isn't going to play. So the line moved from Nebraska 3.5 to Iowa -1.5. I took 1.5, took a little bit one. And now I see the market's mostly back to Nebraska -1. Obviously, I still like it at that number, although you're going to push on 21-20. But Iowa's offense has been atrocious as of late. And it sounds like Alex Padilla is going to start again at quarterback. I know Petras is on the depth chart, but it doesn't sound like he's going to play. If it's Alex Padilla's Iowa offense going on the road to play the Huskers, this is far from a layup, man. Like, this is a game where Nebraska, given what they've been through and given how they play, like, they had Ohio State on the ropes. They had Michigan on the ropes. They had Wisconsin on the ropes. Yes, they lost all those games, but I've been impressed with the way they fought. They're not going to go down without a fight. And those Friday games are always weird. I talked to a couple bookmakers, 70, 75, 78% of the tickets on Iowa. But I'm telling you what, the sharp side is Nebraska here, and I agree with it.
You better, you bet. BetQL Network. Wonderful Wednesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley talking bets for this weekend and this week in the NFL and college football with our pal Sam Panayotovich of Nesson, Fox Sports, and the Chicken Dinner Podcast. Sam is on Twitter at SP Shoot. Sammy, let's stay in the Big Ten and get your cap and your pick for the big game, Ohio State and Michigan, with Jim Harbaugh and company, an 8-point dog against Ryan Day and the Buckeyes and CJ Stroud. What do you like here with Michigan and Ohio State?
Well, surprise, surprise, I'm taking the ugly side. I mean, I find myself on these quite a bit, and that's okay if you get the right number, you know. It's not like I'm taking, you know, a team getting 2.5 or 6.5. Like, I'm protected by one of the most key numbers in football. I took 8.5. Most places around 8 right now on Michigan. Nick, I'm not even kidding. I had multiple texts and DMs on Saturday night, like, well, Ohio State's going to be, what, -13 in this game? And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, like, all the handicappers and all the wannabe handicappers are like, this is a layup, right? It's that easy because Ohio State's won the last three meetings by 11, 23, and 29. Nobody brings up Michigan, you know, 26-21, loser in 12. Nobody brings up 42-41 and 13. Nobody brings up the double overtime game in 30-27 back in 16. Like, these teams have played in a lot of close games over the last eight meetings. Just we focus on what we've last seen. And I couldn't justify the look-ahead number was Ohio State -6. Now we're at 8, 8.5, all because, what, Ohio State blasted Michigan State 56-7? Like, nobody cares that Michigan almost scored 60 on Maryland? Like, that result doesn't matter. Okay, got it. Nothing that happened over the weekend justifies a 2.5-point adjustment. Now, most bookies tell me they were going to open 7 anyways, no matter what, because the majority of bettors would lay it up anyways. Like, they're going to get it to 7 no matter what. But you're being shaded now if you're on the Ohio State side. Like, this true number is not 8. This true number is sub-7, and that's just the reality. Michigan defense, solid. 7th in scoring defense, 8th against the pass, 10th total defense. Ohio State has a really good offense, but they've also struggled, man, inside the red zone. They were awful against Oregon, awful against Penn State, awful against Nebraska. And Michigan's better than all three of them on defense. So don't think this is a layup. you know, people have no care for home field either. 107,000 people screaming in C.J. Stroud's ears. He's a freshman quarterback. Like, there's a lot of things not to like against Ohio State. But, you know, Ohio State, of course, they can win by two scores in this game. I just think if this game's played 100 times, Michigan's going to cover 60-65% of the time.
Sam, we only have a couple minutes left with you, and I know every time you come on, and you know, obviously Presbyterian was a Sam Panayotovich special, obviously their totals. Bryant in college basketball, we talked about them recently, obviously their totals. Hit an over the night that you came on last week when they played. Any other, we'll call them kind of betting nuggets, basically like teams that no one's paying attention to, things that you're hearing that no one's really paying attention to. I feel like you always have something really good. I don't want to, like, you know, build you up and then you don't have anything that great, but just kind of want to pick your brain here. Anything here in the last minute or so that we haven't yet talked about, maybe off the beaten path from a gambling perspective, that you'd love to give out?
Sure. So unfortunately, nothing that comes to mind, at least tonight or tomorrow. Like, I'm circling the next Bryant game, which I believe comes up after Thanksgiving. I think it's like Friday or Saturday. Like, that's going to be a team I'll play over on quite a bit. You know, for years, Ken, we used to fade Chaminade in college basketball. Like it was our favorite bet. Like, we just go against Chaminade no matter what. And they play
my high school, man. I went to Chaminade high school. That's kind of makes me sad.
But I'll fade them too if you want. Like, I'll parlay against both Chaminades if you want. You know, Butler's not great, but Butler laying 20 to Chaminade, like, they could cruise past that number. Like, there's nothing, to answer your question full circle, no, there's nothing like exotic today, tomorrow, Friday, but I think betting against Chaminade more times than not, you're going to make some money because that team stinks.
Sam, what's the worst thing about Thanksgiving food?
When your relative dries out the turkey, by far.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, dry turkey's tough. That's
yeah,
tough.
I mean, well, I think good turkey's, I think good turkey's tough, so I agree with the take on dry turkey. Sam, you know, we love having you, buddy. You're the absolute best. Maybe next time I come on the podcast, it'll be turkey dinner instead of chicken dinner. He's on Twitter at SB, bad joke, at SB Shoot on Twitter. Nesson, Fox Sports, Chicken Dinner Podcast. Be sure to check it out. An awesome sports betting podcast. My friend, a very happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Good luck with the bets, and we'll talk to you next week here on You Better You Bet.
You got it. Happy holidays, boys. Happy Thanksgiving. Love y'all. And we'll do this again soon.
That's Mara Powell, Sam Panayotovich. And the way he described that text message was accurate. He said, can you come on Chicken Dinner? I said, I can't. Have a million radio hits. By the way, also, can you come on You Better You Bet?
Right. And to be fair, he did, which was great.
And like, I thought my question was pretty fair. Like, I actually couldn't do anything else today. Yeah, can you do?
You were on the sports jungle.
Right. Dennis Bernstein talking hockey up next year with Nick and Ken.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.